Hi, everybody. This is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by. And as always, I send you love. So before I actually begin this video, I wanted to talk about or mention something that I've found kind of hilarious, comical on my YouTube channel. It's something that I haven't actually seen ever since I have been working on YouTube. So on my full moon, full blood moon eclipse video, in Scorpio, excuse me, that I posted about 10 days ago. I think it might have been on May the 10th. Anyway, I ended up seeing one day that it got up to about 374 views. On May the 14th, a few days after my posting, it dropped 100 points. I laughed because this is something that I haven't seen on my channel ever since I've been on YouTube. Because, you know, I don't have a lot of influencers or I don't have a lot of followers. I'm not like those successful influencers, if you will, successful influencers, meaning that they're making money off of this or whatever it is. I know that on YouTube, if you have an X amount of followers or subscribers, you also are given some form of income or something like that. I don't know much about that. And so even after that drop of 100 points, it still went down even a couple days after that. It's back up to 194, where I guess it's holding steady. I don't know. I haven't really been looking at it again. So I've taken about 4 days off here as a form of really dealing with what I have been dealing with. This video is going to be mostly based around the wind, if you will. And we're still dealing with Taurus season. And I've been meaning to make this video even earlier on, but, you know, life and lessons take over and we have to just allow things to be. And so, of course, I will eventually make a video about Gemini season, which is, I guess, creeping up on us as of tomorrow and the next day, depending on where your location is, and we'll continue on until June the 20th or 21st. So this concludes Taurus season, and it is Aleph, or the wind, works exactly with this ending of Taurus season. So I ended up, I think, mentioning in one of my videos that we have been experiencing lots of wind. Now, you really have to pay attention in every single thing, your environment. It includes your environment, your experiences, and the people around you. Everything is a clue to your becoming. If you are consciously on the path to towards ascension or resurrection, in your for your purpose here, then, and that is the purpose. If you are, let me just put this out there. If you are searching for your purpose, you know, I know when I began my ascension cycle, I really wanted to know what my purpose was on earth. I kept searching. Okay, I have the ability to write books and poetry and draw. I love dancing and singing, and I love being there for people. I'm a caregiver. I'm a mother type figure. All kinds of things that I could be could include my purpose. Our purpose is to find our way back to source. That's it. And that kind of can sit wrong with people, because this reality tells us our purpose should be, we're supposed to be doctors, we're supposed to be attorneys, we're supposed to be spiritual healers, and things like that. Remember, if we place our treasures upon earth, then that is where our treasures shall be. Excuse me. We're supposed to place our treasures upon heaven or spirit so that we can truly live within that heavenly realm. If our focus is always, okay, I want to manifest wealth, I want to manifest my career, manifest this and this and this, We're taking the focus off of our own personal ascension cycle, because our focus now is how can we live a great earthly experience. I hope that makes a lot of sense for you. And let me make this also clear. When we are complete and whole, we won't have a sense of unfulfillment. Our path towards completeness tells us our purpose has been completed. And of course, if anything comes into our own awareness that we should be doing here on our earth, in this earth realm, through our wholeness, it is seen. It will be understood. There won't be any forcing it. It should be part of the natural law. It should come easy. You know, so I know in my earlier on, even like with my light sessions, they've kind of, you know, they're here and there. It's not like it used to be in the very beginning. And then in the very beginning of me wanting to do that, I had so many ideas, so many things I was trying to create. And creation of this world leaves us wrapped up in this world, in the illusion of this world. And this world is not true, right? So why are we trying to manifest so many things within this realm? We're actually wasting our time. So I just wanted to add that. And let's go back to Aleph, or the wind. And so we have been experiencing lots of wind. And I guess it took place maybe last winter. More wind that we have ever experienced here. This is like a Midwest type of wind, but just constant blowing. And this is the reason why we ended up having to have our roof repaired, because of the heavy winds. Spirit comes in the forms of all the elements. And we're going to witness this in some way, shape, or form, or all of the above, within our own environment. If we shift the focus away from the message, most people are like, wow, this is just so windy, everything's destructive, it's tearing things up, oh my gosh, the trees are down, the trees are now destroying my home, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? And lots of people, when that type of destruction takes place, they become hopeless, you know, now my home is gone, or I messed up my car, just all kinds when natural disaster takes place outside of them, it also takes place within them. So the focus becomes incorrect. And so we are actually still experiencing high winds here in our location, very windy. And so we've had that. I've had that experience. Now, this is a manifestation in my reality of what I am experiencing, or many people are experiencing. Depending on your own awareness, you can understand this and take it as a part of your own ascension cycle. I ended up having also a dream. And usually, you know, for the most part, most of my messages are given to me when I am conscious. But again, sometimes it also comes in the form of my dream state, and you could also have that experience too. But some people can only receive messages in the dream state and not while, being, awake, if you will. So I end up having a dream where a tornado was, appearing, and it was hovering above me, hovering. Now, if you understand that, hovering above the face of the waters. So normally when we have a tornado, although we do have tornado season or tornado alley here in the U.S., tornadoes tend to come in the form of a storm, right? And lots of time it's in heavy hurricane weather. Hurricane weathers bring on tornadoes or high wind destruction. So that is a form of source of spirit, which comes in the form of Aleph also. Okay, so the hurricane is the wind. It is the wind. And it can, in a hurricane or a tornado, there can be lots and lots of destruction, right? Right. And this is a point of still clearing. But now, if we are seeing and observing this, what does a tornado actually do? If we're observing a tornado on the top of the crown, because that is what Aleph is, the Ruach Elohim, who hovers above the face of the waters. It is that hurricane, the tornado, and it has to descend into the crown. The breath, the wind, it descends. And as this wind is just continuously moving down, it's not only clearing out everything around it, it can destroy lots of things, but that wind pulls and draws up from the well. So from the top of the head to the base of the spine, if you're imagining this tornado, eventually now, this is not going to happen overnight. It's drawing up the fluid, the water. The water needs help because gravity is keeping everything down, right, in this reality. And if we are very dense, the waters won't rise, period. We need help from source, from a spirit. And the only way that that true tornado can assist us in this rising or raising of the waters of creation from below to rise into the crown is if we are centered within the heart. So I've been having experiences as a result of the eclipse still, and you probably are as well. I was actually watching a movie, and I was like, oh my goodness, yeah, I understand that. It's Revelation 6:12, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And that's exactly what happened here through the full blood moon eclipse in Scorpio. The moon became as blood. I did not get up to see it. I actually went to sleep pretty early. It, I think, appeared in my area about 12, a little bit after 12 in the morning, Monday morning or Sunday night, whichever you guys want to call it. And so I just missed it anyway. But that's what took place. And that's something that I also wanted to explain. The sun and the moon. Because the sun from the crown must unite with the moon below, giving you an eclipse. Both of those are going to have to unite as well. And this only takes place after the center, or through the throat of Doth. And we end up choosing our own path. If we make it to Doth, I'm hoping and assuming, only assuming here, that, but of course we all have a choice, even at this level here, always a choice at this level, and we're going to have to decide. By the vibration of our own heart, we actually decide. And Source is also going to assist us in this. The Holy Spirit will also assist us by giving us grace and help us on this path and make it a little bit easier. It won't be easier, but it will be chosen. That's the sacrifice that we are giving. We're giving up our own life for a greater life. We're giving up earth for heaven. So, through Doth, Aleph, the ox and Taurus, we choose with knowledge, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, on the path of good or the path of evil. And that's light or dark? Are we going to fall or are we going to rise? Our experiences are going to dictate this. And I tell you, I've had. And these experiences are stupid and silly still. In my reality, and I'm like, I should know better. I should have learned enough knowledge pertaining to this. I am greater than this. Why did this bother me? So let me tell you about my experience. I love to do grocery pickup because I am just not a shopper anyway. I should have taken advantage of this new fad, new thing. You know, years ago, even before COVID hit, it was available here in my community. But I was, you know, kind of skeptical. It's like, is somebody else choosing my fruits and vegetables? Will it really be good? And so I waited, and even a year after COVID is when I, you know, finally took advantage of it, I guess. And so I love it still. I still use it. And once last week, this has already happened, I went to pick up, came home, and looked at the back of my truck. Oh, it wasn't there. Some things weren't there. And so I had to call, and instead of me having to come there, can you just give me a refund? Well, you have to call this number. It's about a 5-10 minute phone call. And I was like, ugh. Well, in that time, I can already be back there and have it picked up. So I went back last week without an attitude, without, you know, being upset. Just, you know, I went and picked it up. And then it happened a few days later as well. I got there, came home, and I had everything except a few things were the wrong thing. I had products, but not the right product. So I had to call back, and again, I was like, well, can you just do the refund? Well, you know, blah, 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 blah. And so I was like, okay, well, if you'll just get the correct items, I'll be there in about 10 to 15 minutes, and no ifs, ands, or buts. I was cranky to begin with. I was hot that day. It was one of the more humid days that we were experiencing here, finally. And then the truck that I'm driving now, the air needs to be repaired, so I didn't have air in the vehicle already, and I was hot. On my way back through aggravation, I felt this aggravation. I saw this man walking on the side of the road, pulling his bike, and the bike also had some sort of wagon behind it. And I instantly began to feel bad about my own behavior. But then I went and I still continued on and got my exchange, came home, saw the same man going up the hill now, pulling this bike and wagon up a hill. And he was, I guess if you were to observe him, he was overweight, kind of, and it was hot. I'm complaining about being hot while driving in a truck. This man is homeless, and he has a bike lugging all of his possessions in the back of that wagon, going up this hill, quite possibly overweight. He could be struggling to breathe. Who knows what he's experiencing right now? No home, no vehicle. I bet he's better off than I am at this very moment. Lots of things that put me back into check, got me back into the centeredness of love. And, you know, my husband apologized that I had to go back and through this aggravation because he knew I was aggravated. And because, you know, when you are feeling aggravated, you make it known to everybody else. That's the natural flow. Unless you catch yourself, unless we breathe. Breathe. Aleph is the breath that goes through, that comes through us. Through pay, of course. There's a process through all of this, and that I have been actually mentioning. But we are working our way back, remember. But all of these connections have to be made internally, and we have to understand these internal messages. So I even with that, I understood by the time I came home, I was okay. I even had to apologize for my husband for being, for lacking in understanding, wanting something to be done in the timely manner that I needed it to be done, because I wanted something done so I can go do some other things. Do you hear what I'm saying? I wanted something done so that I could go do other things. Because this past week, I pretty much have put my growth, if you will, I mean, my research, whatever I have been given, you know, if I receive a message, I haven't had time to sit and focus and do research if research was needed. I've put that on hold to hurry up in the first thing in the morning, get outside before I got too hot or rained, whatever, and worked in the garden. I've done things to help here at the household. And so I planned on, you know, that one day getting things done and kind of allowing myself some time. I wanted this. I needed that. And that's what we are trying to truly, truly dissolve at a higher level. And I know we mention this. So many people mention this all the time. But when we have to develop the spirit within us. And every cycle or every level, we have to prove even more so. And if by getting closer, we have an experience that triggers us, it makes us feel angry, or it makes us choose the eyes within, and we don't see that we're angry or that we are being selfish and choosing I or this, I need this, I want that, I need time for myself, blah, 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 then we fall. We fall back into hell. And we have to work our way back up. And that's why many people are doing this over and over again. Up, drop. Have an experience, drop. They can't get back out of that experience, of that pain, and of that trauma. Every day this week, I have had an experience. I've been so aggravated this week. Something new comes up. I've been worried about my granddaughter. She's had a fever. What's going to happen? You guys take her to the doctor. This, and this. I am just on my son and my granddaughter's mom. What are y'all doing? This, and that. I love you guys. Please take her. You know, I don't go to the doctor. I don't go to the doctor. Yet, I have ideas. She has a fever. Are you, take her to the doctor. See what's wrong with her. Check her out. I know what's going on in my life. And the same thing that's going on in my life is happening to the people around me. If I don't find value in doctors any longer, because it's of this reality, why am I still asking my family to use something that I don't believe in? I'm going against my own belief. But of course, if they choose to, that's on them. That's not what I'm saying, not to choose it and to choose it. But I see that I have been focusing on an outside reality, except on the internal aggravation that I have been experiencing from within. That's what we have to see. What is love? I love you. I'm going to allow you to make your own decisions in life and still love you if your decisions don't reflect what I think. Love. I'm going to allow you to do whatever it is that you choose is right for yourself without judgment on my part. Love. Love is grace. And grace is given. Grace is loving someone who doesn't deserve it. the greatest form of love. That is what, when Source is really, really knows that we are trying our hardest to work our way towards the straight and narrow path, the hard path, not the spiral path. There are so many ways on this journey, but when you choose the straight and narrow path through the Tree of Life, it's narrow, which means it's a tight squeeze. All of that means that you will dissolve the ego. It's the hardest thing to do. The hardest thing to do. But when you get through the center of the heart by the proving that you want so much to choose love, you're proving faith, you're proving trust, you're proving love. It's not easy. You're proving it, though, in your everyday walk. That's when the Holy Spirit gives you grace. And the Holy Spirit begins to move and assist you. And I feel very... I almost started crying, I guess it was yesterday, because lots of, oh my gosh, I understand the message I received yesterday, or whatever day it was, and how I have been behaving today. Yet you gave me grace. You have given me grace, God. You know my heart. Even though I have been struggling here all week, I've been aggravated, and my aggravation has been being projected to my loved ones, my family, my husband. I have been projecting this onto them, demonstrating in my voice and in my actions how aggravated I am. Yet, you're still helping me rise above. How great thou art. You know, there are people in this world who will never apologize for anything. And then there are people who are always apologizing. There's two perspectives here. And somebody can also go with you and say, well, you're always making mistakes. You're always apologizing to me for mistakes. And yet you keep doing it, and you're always apologizing to me. And they can be offended because they might say, you're always wrong. Not that you're making amends for your own behavior. They'll say, you're just wrong all the time because you're the one who's apologizing all the time. Yet, someone who doesn't see their own behavior, what does that say about them? I apologize as often as I can. It makes me see who I am. And that makes me, I know myself. I know I'm a good person, but I also know I make mistakes. And I'm going to ask for forgiveness if my mistakes have hurt somebody else. I will. And therefore, I know that if I'm always making a mistake, but I observe it and I am aware of it, I'm going to need to forgive somebody who is unaware for their mistakes. I even had that one experience I think I mentioned sometime last week before Mother's Day. It took me about a week to really understand why it was so hard for me to forgive and why it was so necessary for me to forgive. We're at a huge, huge, huge point of letting go of ego death. Lots of sacrifice, because we have to sacrifice Earth. Because Taurus doesn't just work with the throat through the secret door of knowledge. Taurus works with the earth element, like the golden calf that was worshipped in Egypt. If we worship the golden calf, we prefer earth, which means we prefer to be angry, we prefer to be bitter, we prefer to be in fear, in judgment, and therefore we are going to fall. We fall. But if we take the doorway upwards to the throat of Taurus, because we're at Aleph of Ox, of the breath that comes through the word of knowledge, and we take that straight path upwards, this is when we are really deciding. We think all along that we have been deciding to sacrifice ourselves for a greater cause, but here we are at a greater moment. Just like when Jesus sacrificed himself upon the cross, we are doing that as well. So you're going to probably have an experience that's going to really try love. It's going to make you think, I want to run. And if you run, I'm not saying it's a bad decision. You can run or you can stay. You can run in love for yourself because, oh, I can't do this anymore. I've tried. I've done this, all of that, whatever it is. You know, it's a form of love, selfless love of yourself, or you can sacrifice yourself and stay and love others. And that's what I have been at, the crossroads. I had to hit that level again. It was hard. My brain wanted me to run. It was lying to me and telling me, you have done so much. Look at this and this and this sacrifice and all you've given, all you've done. Look at how worthy you are. You don't deserve this treatment. You're better than this. You deserve someone who's all the people in the world who are going to love you for everything you are. Ego, eyes. And I caught myself in that downward spiral of having to do this all over again. Learn that lesson of love all over again. Learn that lesson of sacrifice all over again. I chose love because I am love. I do love. You know, if we have a serious issue in a relationship, whether it is a significant other or family, and we choose to just separate from them because we just can't handle it any longer, all of those emotions just linger. I'm going to separate from them and I'm going to be okay. We think that, but we're not dealing with those emotions. It has nothing to do with the other person. They're there to help you to see who you are. That's it. A reflection. But we forget about that because ego is very, very powerful and can create huge illusions within us. It's the heart that shows us the true path. If we were to look at the letter Aleph, it has two yods and a vav, or it could be three yods, and that middle yod is just extremely extended down. Let me kind of explain it to you. A yod is a point, a dot. The dot, the point of creation, right? So you have a point, a dot at the top of the crown, which signifies Kether, or the top of the tree of life, of the point of a triangle. You're also going to have a yod below at Yasod or Milkoth, the kingdom, whichever one. They're both points. But Yasod is where the sexual organs are, and Milkoth is earth, the kingdom. So point to point. And then the Vav, of course, signifies our spine. There must be a connection, a complete connection from top to bottom for flow, for source, for spirit, for wind to move within you, to allow that raising of fluid to reach into the spinal canal. And it's through the doorway of the throat of Taurus, of Aleph, Because of the opening of Aleph, that we have to choose in the heart. And this is why my heart, I've mentioned it about the sensation of I guess tenderness being expressed even in my chest area. Very loving yet painful, burning and cooling, the expansion of the heart. And this is where the soul is going to sit. The Adam nous, or the permanent seed Adam, is going to emerge from. This is where we create the Christ seed, and it's transported. You know, we cannot, by our choosing in love, the divine coupling can take place. And I really need to say that for my next video. But in that is when everything else can take place. It's a process and it takes time. And so Aleph also indicates or is symbolizes the superior and the inferior waters that are not yet separated. Because on the second day of Genesis, God, the Elohim, divides the superior waters from the inferior waters in order to make the firmament. And that's why I was explaining that there must be continued flow, no separation within the spinal canal. And the heart is what separates us from the kingdom of heaven. And let's see if there's anything else that I need to rightly add to this. I guess I'm going to conclude it with this. When your mind is trying to dissect every single thing in your life and make you think, and if it makes you feel as if what you're feeling is justified, it's part of the ego. All of your experiences, for example, or these experiences that I have been going through, I could put lots of blame. I could say, well, I am feeling this because there was no air in my truck. I had to go do this, Aaron, and you should have been the one to do this. I wouldn't be feeling this way had you done this. Whatever dumb thing my mind wanted to tell me. Or, you know, trying to, with my granddaughter, her being sick, you know, and fear and worry, anger, all of those things, jealousy, judgment of any single thing, hatred is a part of the ego and something that's going to take us back down. And when we go back down, we have to begin all over again. This is the fall, and we are always choosing at every experience if we're rising or falling based upon our level of understanding of our experiences. The quicker that we are able to understand our experiences by seeing our own personal behavior, we are better able to dissolve the ego and continue rising above. I know I'm not done yet here because my experiences are reflecting things that are still lingering. I want to still control situations such as my granddaughter's illness. I can't. There's nothing I can do about that. And I still need to learn what love really is again. I have to remind myself. I'm doing it, yes, but I'm not done doing it. I really have to. I'm working on it, and we all are. And so that's the problem, though, when we get to the point of thinking we're done. What's telling you you're done? The ego. So it can be a little difficult, and may have been difficult for some time now, a week, 2 weeks, more like 2 weeks for myself, of continued lessons every single day. And if you are breathing, please take that pause and breathe. It'll allow you to think properly, which will allow you to hopefully get back into the heart. Therefore, will allow you to learn that lesson that you need in order to move upwards again throughout your ascension cycle. This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.